And welcome back to Pop Topic. We are here to discuss the latest news in pop culture for the first week of May 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson. And with me is my co-host, who has his own taco kit, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm glad that I am enjoying my taco kit. I do love tacos, so... I mean, come on. What more do you want?
There's nothing more I would want in the world, Alex.
Right?
All right, so no need to talk about it. Anything else going on with your life?
You know, nothing too crazy. Just working away.
Working away. Anything? Yeah. Anything exciting?
It's, you know, nothing super exciting. Just... lots of work, thinking about going back to school and, you know, really just ruining my life by going back to school.
Really? At a time like this, amongst all this quarantine, you thought to yourself today, I should go back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. All right, you know, I haven't finished it, and I've always thought about going back and finishing it. And I also learned something new today.
What's that?
I learned that that A24 has an auction site, and right now they have a big Midsommar-themed auction going on. And you would not believe what some of these items are going for.
I can imagine it is insane amounts of money.
Yeah, the cheapest bid for something is right now $2,750.
Wow, that was more insane than I was imagining.
Yeah, that's the cheapest item right now. The May Queen dress, you know, the big May Queen dress?
Of course.
Yes, that is right now going on, it's on auction, current bid is $30,000.
Which, that makes sense. So, like, that's the authentic May mm-hmm. Queen dress from the movie?
Yeah, the thing that I was looking at that I really want, and I was like, oh my god, I see it, I want that. Then I looked at the bid and I'm like, oh, I can't afford that. It's the finishing mallet. It's right now at $9,500.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be pretty cool to get, like, a merchandise item or, like, a little trinket from a film you really love.
Like an actual movie prop, yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. Especially something like Midsommar, which is just a very awesome mm-hmm. film and one that I would likely watch again and again.
Right.
Better than, like, a trinket from Hobbs and Shaw or something.
Yeah.
I wonder if they had any opening props for La La Land, because those props were pretty well done. I just watched that film.
Well, I mean, La La Land is just, you know, La La Land.
All right, but moving on from that, we can go on to some stories here. Speaking of film here, I think we should do a little touch-up for the Universal Trolls World Tour versus the movie theater company's story that we covered 2 weeks ago, I believe. And that was the story of Universal Studios, who did have a film, Trolls World Tour, that was supposed to go in theaters, but, you know, obviously due to COVID-19, that couldn't be the case. And we have a bit of an update here, and it's just getting bigger and bigger. I thought that was a pretty big story. Online, I've seen a lot of articles and people that I follow in the film industry who have announced that Trolls World Tour will likely go down as a historical film.
Yeah, it's weird to think that Trolls World Tour is a historical film. It's a movie in history.
It is. It's actually... insane that this is the world we now live in. It's the most iconic film of 2020 at the moment, if you can believe it or not.
And I buy it.
Yeah, I believe I went on the record a few weeks ago and said that I would rather watch Bloodshot 10 more times than watch this film. I might have to eat my own words, because I do think I'm now going to check out this film. I need to see what movie made Universal just cut ties with the movie theater industry. I need to check this out. So I might watch this in the next week or so. We'll see.
But you actually watch Trolls World Tour?
I might. Well, we'll see. You know, maybe if I'm in a really good mood or something, I might want to get depressed or something. I'll check it out. I've been in a really good mood lately. I would just watch The Apartment and La La Land today, which are both two feel-good films. I'm in a great mood. I don't think I'm going to be ranting much this podcast. I feel great. I just had a rum and coke. I just watched two happy films about loving life. So, you know what? I got nothing bad to say about Trolls World Tour this podcast.
Absolutely nothing.
No. Next podcast, I'll continue ranting, but you know what? I'm sure it's a great film. Apparently, other people thought so too, as this film did really well, surprisingly. So Universal Studios, instead of waiting like every other studio at the moment to release this in theaters in a couple months or a year, they just said, honestly, screw it. We don't really care. This movie is now going to be online for everyone to rent.
Yeah.
$20 to rent, which is insanity, but $20. And apparently it did insanely well. It was the number one rented film of the week. And that's comparing it to other films that were being that you could rent for $5. People were renting this for $20. Like, everyone just wanted to check out this new film that just came out this week. It was huge for some reason. But everyone checked it out. It made lots of money. And because of this, Universal Studios has just announced this week, hey guys, moving forward, even past COVID-19, we are going to be releasing films in theaters and on VOD. So if you don't want to go to the theaters, you can still check it out online and rent it, just like Trolls World Tour, because it was so successful.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about them announcing this new rule that they're going to be doing with their films?
I don't think I've heard about that, no. But
do you hear the movie theater's response to them making this new rule out, just out of the whim?
Yes.
Yes, so the movie theaters.
I did hear about the specifically AMC theaters.
Yeah. AMC and Regal have come out and said, we will never show a Universal film in our theaters if it's also going to be on VOD. You have to pick a side. If you want your film in the theaters, you cannot use VOD. If you do, we will just not release it.
Yeah, they're taking a stand.
They should. This is just, I don't know what Universal Pictures is doing. They want their cake and eat it too. Sure, this worked well with Trolls, but now they think for all future films, they're going to do both styles of film.
Yeah, just think about it like this. For Jurassic World 3, get a large group of people together and just rent it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it'd be great for us. I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that. That's why I think the movie industry is going to change so much because of this, and it's going to be family films that hit first. Because families spend probably about somewhere between $60 to $100 at a movie theater to go watch a movie.
Yeah, did you watch the film theory video? Is that where you got that idea from?
You know what? Shut up. I'm trying to steal stuff, okay?
Well, let's at least give credit to it. Yeah, if you haven't seen that video, check it out. There's a film theory on how family films will likely start doing this format, and I agree. I do think we are going to be looking at family films, including Trolls World Tour, or, you know, the third film that's inevitably now going to be coming because of the success. But, you know, besides that, yeah, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of children's movies. Scoob was announced a week ago to be going on VOD, so it's already kind of happening. Artemis Fowl is going straight to Disney Plus. We've already discussed that. So a lot of children's movies are already skipping the movie theaters, and I think that's actually their best option. I do think the movie theaters, this is going to be meant for the big blockbusters or the films geared towards adults.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I agree with you. I agree with MatPat. I do think that the COVID-19 has done a lot of bad, and it's also done a lot of major changes, including the movies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we discussed how a lot of kids' movies are going to be moving. but a movie like Frozen 3, which is inevitably going to be coming, or any Pixar film, do you think they're still going to go to the theaters?
Yeah, I think if it's a big market, budgetable film, then it's got to go to theaters. Like, you got to make that expensive money out in the theaters.
No, I agree. Exactly. I think it's going to be depending on the kind of film.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'd prefer animated films to go to theaters because I'm not going to rent $20 and get a bunch of friends to come over to watch Toy Story 5.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Trolls World Tour really making history during these times. Who would have thought? I thought we were over Trolls World Tour. I thought it was going to bomb because of this decision. I thought it was going to fail and we were all going to laugh at Universal. But right. Hey, you know what? They know what's up. And speaking of someone else that knows what's up, there is Sweden. And Sweden has officially decided to take the steps here. And they have dumped chicken manure outside to, deter visitors from leaving their homes.
Sweden's fucking nuts.
No, Sweden's fucking brilliant. I'm backing my boys Swedes up. They are throwing poop all outside, so everyone is going to go, oh man, I'd rather stay inside than walk around and crap. My girlfriend, she went out for a run again today, and she says more and more people are showing up at that park. Well, you know what? No one's going to a Swedish park right now, I guarantee it.
Yeah, Sweden is getting shut the fuck down.
Now, do you think because people are obviously losing jobs during these times, should they just hire people to carry around buckets of chicken manure, and if they see anybody leave the house, they have permission by the government to throw the poop at them?
I wish that would be a real thing, because that just sounds funny, watching people throw chicken shit at each other. Literally calling them chicken shit as they throw chicken shit at them. But yeah, I don't see this happening. But again, points for creativity.
Yeah, so they have the poop around the parks in the city at the moment to deter people away from hanging out at the parks. I don't know why people are like, wow, it says to not hang out at the park. Suddenly, I want to go to the park. Because I don't think anybody went to a park in 2019. But now we have to put poop in the park to prevent them from going. And if it's still catching on, if COVID-19 still isn't dying in a week, I do think they should start putting them on the road, maybe hiring people to throw them, you know, try and slowly up the ante until everyone is indoors, not willing to go outside and get some poop flung at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just got to keep up in the ante here. Now, we talked about a week or two ago, the doctor that said it's okay to hook up with people on Tinder if they're worth it. I don't know if he's Swedish or not, but he must hate this new rule because it's going to be so much harder to convince people to go outside in the chicken poop filled atmosphere to go have sex.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's especially not going to be any at the park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's no park hookups. That's for sure.
That's unfortunate.
I like how you brought that up. I have been out of touch with Tinder for the last few years. Is that a thing that people do? They like to do the park hookup?
Why do you think I'm in touch with Tinder?
Well, I don't know. You're the one that just stated that there's a park hookups.
So I
thought maybe that's just a thing you youngins like to do.
I'm just assuming that's what that is. I don't think I've had Tinder in like probably over a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Is it because of COVID? You're just like, well, there's no point at this. I know the doctor says it's fine to go hook up on Tinder, but it ain't happening, Chief. There's chicken poop out there. I can't risk it.
Just not interested, man. That's all it is.
Is it because of the park hookups? Did a year ago someone ask you to hook up at the park and you're like, yo, this is fucking weird. I'm out of Tinder. Tinder's done.
I mean, it's not the weirdest thing that's happened on Tinder, but yeah, maybe tap out, man.
Yeah, I like to think that Tinder's known for their park hookups. That's good.
Oh, good.
So this takes a whole new meaning to slide into the DMs. Is that where it came from?
Oh, absolutely. You
Yeah.
slip on some bird, you slip on some chicken poop as you go to the park.
Yeah, so it'd be like slide into my DMs, you know, because everyone gets really turned on by the park. Maybe swing into my inbox.
Aha! I like that.
I'm sure the Tinder doctor is gonna monkey climb right into some pussy.
Oh, I think you broke me.
I may have a job, but going back to the Swedish solution, I guess you could call it, up to interpretation. I call it a solution. Even though I have a job, if Canada wants to take on this task and they need someone to spread the feces around, I will be a volunteer. I will take one for the team and I'll help out.
You will volunteers tribute.
Yes, I will gladly throw some poop around at people.
You want to get your hand filled with crusty chicken poop.
Whoa! Who said crusty? Obviously, I'm gonna go for the freshest bucket.
Oh, you're gonna go for the nice and smelly fresh bucket.
Yeah. The next story we have here is UFOs. Have you heard of this?
I think it's been something that's popping up. I saw a YouTube video about UFO videos being brought into the public.
Yes, so the Pentagon. This isn't just some news article that's just willy-nilly trying to start some news here. The Pentagon themselves have released UFO videos.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, the videos aren't anything crazy. It really doesn't tell you anything. And they don't even say, oh, yeah, these are aliens. But all the Pentagon says is, here's footage. And we have no idea what it is. And honestly, that is a pretty damning proof enough for me. There are aliens. I'm gonna say it right now.
You think aliens are real?
It has to be. If the Pentagon releases a video and says, honestly, guys, I'll be real with you, fam. We have no fucking clue what this is. None. Like, and this isn't new footage. Some of the articles I was looking at even mentioned. This is footage from years ago. We've seen these clips of the possible UFOs or whatever this is. We've seen these clips before, so it's nothing new. The only new piece of information from this story is the Pentagon doesn't know what it is. They've announced the videos and they said, "You've seen this before. We're confirming. Even we don't know what this is." And they've been looking at it for years.
Well, there you go. Aliens exist.
Yeah. Hell yeah, they do. What else could this be? Do you have any fathom on what it could be?
An animal.
Wow, that would be quite an animal. A bird, maybe? Maybe it's a chicken poop being thrown from way up high.
I think you have a very wide imagination for thinking that.
Maybe it's the scientist. He has his, or I like how he turned to a scientist. The doctor was told on Tinder by his hot girl, "Hey, come over to my place. My parents aren't home for an hour," and he is booking it in his little flying vehicle.
Maybe, just maybe, it's Clayface.
To be fair, it could just be a clay frisbee. Yeah, like one of those clay things. So maybe it is Clayface. Maybe this is the first Batman trailer. We just didn't notice.
See, there you go. This starts the new Batman trilogy.
Yeah, there's so many theories going around. Everyone's thinking it's aliens. Nah, it's a Batman promo. It's happening.
Oh, I would laugh if we called it. Next thing you know, the Batman trailer drops and it starts with UFO footage.
Yeah, so I am very curious about this. Actually, I'm not that curious. It's definitely aliens. You know, I'm gonna stick to that theory.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm on board with that. I think it's aliens too. I think the universe and space is just so big and expansive, we can't be the only living creatures.
Couldn't have said any better myself. That's right. Now, how come the Pentagon isn't just saying, yeah, it's an alien?
I don't know. Maybe they don't want to just imagine the fucking news stream that would blow up out of that.
Yeah, well, ironically enough, them releasing quote unquote UFO video and announcing even they have no idea what this could be. It is not a coincidence in my mind that they released this in the middle of COVID-19. Everyone's in the middle of this pandemic. Everyone's freaking out about what's currently going on in our world. Nobody's even remotely concerned about this flying UFO footage that has been announced by the Pentagon themselves. No one even cares. Who cares about a frisbee when you got this worldwide pandemic going on? So I do not think for a second the Pentagon just woke up one day and said, "You know what? I'm kind of bored. Fred, are you bored? Yeah. You want to just like release this video?" Pfft, lol. Okay. Whatever. I guess we're gonna do it a few months ago, but you know, our last boss said we couldn't. But let's just do it now. No. They looked at us and said, "Okay, we sh need to release this to the public eventually. Let's do it now when no one's going to notice." Well, we noticed. We noticed.
We noticed.
Nice try, Pentagon. You tried to pull a fast one on Q and Well Dog.
We got this in the bag.
Everyone else, they might have been distracted with all the Trolls World Tour stories, but not us. Nice try.
Yeah, we get the real stories.
That's right. And speaking of real stories, let's talk about the biggest story of the week, and that is Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas officially dating.
Yeah, this is a weird one.
Yeah, blew my mind. Really, not even a big story. It's just two celebrities dating. I'm only bringing it up as a short little thing to talk about. Only because me and Welling, we talk about film a lot. We're big film guys. And, you know, these are two relatively big actors and actresses that are in their field right now. So it's kind of just a cool thing to look at these two dating. Even though Ben Affleck is what, like 100 years older?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, definitely blew my mind. If you were to ask me to pick any girl for Ben Affleck, I think Ana de Armas would be probably one of the last 10 people I would guess.
Whoa, you won't believe this. Ana de Armas is 32.
She is old. No. I knew she was old. I would have guessed 28, 29. Like I thought late 20s, maybe 30. So 32 is like a little older than I thought.
This isn't as crazy as I thought. Ben Affleck is 47.
Oh, okay, no, never mind. That's not bad at all. I thought Ben Affleck was in his early 50s, so I thought it was at least 20 years apart.
No, 15.
No, that's not bad at all. Yeah, if I was to guess who Ben Affleck is currently dating, I would have guessed my girlfriend before I guessed Ana de Armas.
Really?
I didn't know. I think I would have known if my girlfriend was dating Ben Affleck. Honestly, I wouldn't even be that upset. I would have asked for like money.
Or like a role in the next Batman movie.
Yes, man, should try and
Wait,
hook up Ben
you
Affleck.
could be
Yeah, I
Clayface.
was gonna say I should see if my girlfriend is willing to date Ben Affleck. And then if that's the case, I can like cry and act all sad and just go up to Ben Affleck and say how he's ruined my life and I just wish that there's something that he could do to help me out. And he'd be like, "Quentin, anything. Just what can I do to help you out, man? All right, I love boning your girlfriend, but I hate seeing you look so sad, dog." And I'm like, Ben. I would really like to be Clayface.
Oh, I think you can make it work.
Oh man, I see the light. I never thought I could be Clayface, but with the Clayface trailer we just discussed and Ben Affleck dating my girlfriend, it's possible. It's possible. First, we just have to
Yeah.
kill Ana de Armas now.
Yeah.
So we could just do knife. You know, they're gonna make a sequel for Knives Out. They can literally just do the sequel where the maid dies from some mysterious Canadian foreigner named Quentin. And then Ben Affleck shows up in the movie and dates his girlfriend for revenge.
Ha.
It's all making sense. It's all coming together. Yeah, really not much news for two people dating. What would their What would their couple name be?
What would their couple name be?
Anoflick?
Banna.
That's a horrible name. Who we can think of something better here. Arflick is worse, so maybe we should just do Banna.
Arflick.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe this shouldn't date. Clearly it's not working out.
I still love Arflick. I think that's something a dog would make, like a sound a dog would make. Arflick.
I don't know what dogs you're hanging out with. Honestly, I don't hang out with any, so maybe that is the sound they make.
Yeah, that's the sound that cool dogs make. Arflick.
Well, I consider myself a cool dog. I guess I should start making that noise.
Yeah, I dare you to start walking around just randomly screaming Arflick.
I'm just going to run up to my roommate and say that. And then you'll turn around and be like, whoa, that's a cool dog.
Yo, that's a cool dog.
So our second last story of the day here, before we move on to sports, is Taco Bell. Obviously, they've been hurting from the pandemic. Maybe if there was a Tiger King show and the enemy was named Bell, then Taco Bell could say, not related to her. But, you know, unfortunately, not everyone can be Baskin-Robbins. But Taco Bell is trying to make some money off of this unfortunate circumstance. So they are rolling out the at-home taco bar kit. To be honest with you, I could not tell you the difference between the taco pack that comes with 12 tacos at Taco Bell or the taco kit. The only difference is I think they just give you the ingredients separately so you can build it yourself. Yes, I should feed a group of six. It includes 8 flour tortillas, 12 crunchy taco shells, and 6 ounces of tortilla chips. And of course, you know, all the ingredients to go with it. So there you go. You can get your own taco kit now at Taco Bell. I believe you still need to drive to Taco Bell, go through the drive-thru, and say, I want the taco bar kit. And there you go. You should be good to go.
Wait, it says it's available for delivery. Oh, $25? No, you want some tacos?
Yeah, for $25 is not too bad. Not too bad. For how many tacos would that be? That would be 20 tacos and 6 ounces of tortilla chips.
Right?
And all the fixings.
That is a lot of tacos.
Yeah.
That's not bad. You know what? You're making me hungry for some tacos.
That's not bad at all. It's basically free.
Yeah, basically free tacos.
And, you know, they're releasing it in time for Cinco de Mayo. Good timing there. I like it. Similar to Disney Plus releasing The Rise of Skywalker on May 4th.
Aha.
Yeah, so it's cool how during these bad times, at least we find the right times to kind of celebrate the little things.
What would we do without the little things?
Exactly. That's what I tell my girlfriend every night.
Enjoy my little thing.
It's like, Andrea, enjoy the little things. Come on. I know I'm no Ben Affleck, but, you know, come on.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah. Curse you, Ben. Please, just give me Clayface. But yeah, so 20 tacos, not too bad. Not one of the stories we were going to discuss, but did you hear about the free chicken nuggets at Wendy's, I believe?
There's free chicken nuggets. Are you serious?
I could be wrong on the fast food chain. This is not one of the stories we're discussing. I believe it's Wendy's. You can get a free 4-pack of nuggets. You can just drive through and get, like, it was a 4 or 6 pack. They just hand them out for free. Only for one day, Alex, so it's over.
No, it was 8 days ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But a new story that came out a few days ago was they interviewed someone that drove to 11 different locations to get the free nuggets at 11 different stores.
That is brilliant.
So he went, oh, you can only get one for each restaurant? Well, there's 11 in my city, bitches.
Yeah, that is brilliant. That's a lot of nugs.
Yeah, that guy was committed. He must have drove around for a good few hours. But you know what? Oh, it would have been a lot of hours. It's like Canada Wonderland, and you're waiting in line for the one good ride, but everyone knows that that ride's there, so it's like a 30-minute wait. These are free nuggets during COVID-19. Each Wendy's must have had a long freaking line for that guy. So yeah, he's probably there for a good 4 hours, but hey, the guy got 11 cartons of four nuggets.
Yo, I'm gonna need some nugs right now.
Yeah, good for that guy. It was pretty great. I was debating on putting the story in. We basically just talked about it, so good for you. I just don't have his name. A hero for us all, Alex.
Yep, I need to thank this hero so much.
Now, the Nugget Man may be our hero, but what about the news anchor?
It doesn't sound like he's a hero, man.
Is he not a hero? My apologies. But yes, there's a Spanish news anchor, whether he's a hero or not, was caught cheating on TV when viewers spotted a semi-naked woman walking behind him.
How does this even happen?
So COVID-19 may have ruined a lot of lives, but it's also ruining relationships.
Like, what in the world?
Who would have thought? So,
Alfonso, my God.
Alfonso is his name, and he is quite a man indeed. 41 years old, was hosting the news channel report from his home due to the coronavirus lockdown. And that is when everyone saw the woman walk by. And afterwards, it was announced that he broke up with his girlfriend or wife. I don't exactly know what his relationship was with, his relationship. But they broke up, and he has come out to say that the announcement of the breakup may have happened after the recording, but they broke up beforehand, and that's why he had the girl over. So he wasn't actually cheating. That definitely sounds like a guy that was like, "No, we didn't break up because I was cheating. We broke up before, and then I had someone over."
Even though this new girl has apparently been dating him for se several weeks.
Yeah, well, we don't talk about that. What an incident. I also want to know the mindset of the mistress, or the girl that walked by on that screen. Does she not realize that she is in a room with a man in a business suit looking at a camera talking? Unless she is deaf. Doesn't say that in the article. That is a possibility, but unless she is deaf, can she not hear that he is doing a news segment and she is walking around naked?
Yeah, again, how does this happen?
Like, this almost seems fake. Now, I'm not saying it's fake. Mostly because this guy now looks like a total jerk and could lose his job. So there's no way this guy planned for this, whether it was a joke or not. But it definitely seems odd. Do you think the woman knew he was recording, knew he was in a relationship, and was jealous and wanted him to herself, so maybe she purposely did this? Do you think this was intentional on the woman's part?
I am not sure about this. I'll let you handle this one.
I don't know. I do have the name here of the partially clothed woman behind him. Her name is Alexia. She was a journalist, so I feel like, I don't know. I was gonna say, I feel like that would be a no-go because that might ruin her image. But she's also a journalist, so she would know the ramifications of him. So maybe this is intentional. Who knows? But she's probably not deaf if she's a journalist. So,
No, probably not.
yeah. The mind ponders. Quite a story. I don't know how this happened. And Alex, I feel like we've had great news this week. I think we've hit it. I think we've hit the moment where we start getting fun coronavirus stories. The first few weeks was dreary. It was sad. It was downright depressing at times. I went into mourning. We didn't even record for a week. It was just a sad time.
Oh yeah, it was. It's been a ride, to say the least.
I think we hit it. I think we got it now. We have wait we finally gone through the hurdles. This is now where it starts getting fun. We got all these crazy stories. We got Alfonso, 41-year-old with a mistress. We got Taco Bell with free tacos. This is the life, Alex. This is what we've finally been looking for.
And it'll just keep getting better and better with everything starting to open back up.
Yeah, I was just listing off all the fun stuff. I didn't even talk about Sweden throwing poop everywhere. Like, this is great.
Like, really? Yeah, like, come on.
This is prime COVID quality stories here. I hope we get more Alfonsos out there. I hope more countries throw poop everywhere. We're in the good times here. I think as COVID disappears, everyone's going to be going crazier. It's a madhouse out there. I'm stoked. That is it for these stories here. Alex, do we have anything going crazy with sports?
I wouldn't say it's crazy, except, you know, kind of one big thing. Sports are starting to open themselves back up, man.
Nah, man. Fortnite was always open.
Fuck you. So the first major sports corporation to announce that they're sports league would be getting back in action was NASCAR Racing, believe it or not. Yeah, so it was announced in the middle of May that NASCAR will be doing 7 races in 11 days, starting May 17th, kicking off their packed 2-week schedule. Now, the thing about this is all the events they're going to be doing, they're going to be races in empty stadiums, which was expected. So now this has brought on the trend that a lot of other sports leagues, like hockey, just recently announced they're going to be opening up training camps here in the middle of May so that they can get their season back underway. Finally, sports is coming back. Hallelujah. You get more Antonio Brown stories. That's what it's about.
Okay, I was just about to say, I think I'm the only one that's not excited for this announcement because I don't care. But then you just had to slip in Antonio Brown coverage. You know me. I thought I was out, but you pull me back in. I'm excited again.
Oh, yeah. As long as sports keeps on going, we get more Antonio Browns.
I think for most sports, though, it's risky to start up right away. But NASCAR is kind of the soft spot here where they're not really touching anybody. They're not really having any interaction. This is perfect, actually, for NASCAR, because I don't really think it's that big of a sport. I'm sure all the NASCAR fans are coming from my wig right now, but
oh yeah, down in the southern states, NASCAR is huge.
All right, I was gonna say, like, I feel like this is the push they need. Like, this is their chance to just get everyone to watch. Everyone's dying for sport coverage right now, and people are flicking through the channels and all they have is NASCAR or a rerun of The Office, you know.
You're picking The Office.
I'm picking The Office, but any sports fan is going to go, all right, let's check out NASCAR.
I haven't seen sports in months. Let's watch a race.
I don't even like watching people in cars, but if I can't see people throwing down the hockey stick, I guess I'd watch the cars. So yeah, maybe this is what NASCAR needs. You know, already a big sporting event, but might just be bigger this year. So that's smart. Is there a smaller sport that could survive through COVID right now that should be jumping on this? What sport should be opening up?
I think all sports should be opening up. The world is so much better with sports in it.
But like hockey and soccer, where you're basically touching each other's butts because you're so close to each other.
Right.
Probably need to wait a bit. Is there a sport that isn't as well known and doesn't involve as much physical contact that really should be starting right now to get some of these sporting fans some coverage?
Baseball. Baseball doesn't involve a lot of contact. No matter what sport you can think of, there's like body checking and tackling and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but I'm thinking outside the box, but like you're thinking of big sports. Like, yes, football is out, soccer's out, hockey's out. But what about like the lesser loved sports, like tennis or badminton?
Golf?
Golf is perfect. Yeah. Oh, you nailed it. Yeah, golf might be the one.
Considering here in Alberta, today was the first day that golf courses actually opened.
And considering that golf is only loved by 80-year-olds, so it's not even like that beloved of a sport,
Oh,
this
yeah.
is what they need. All the young people, they just need some kind of sport coverage. People might just be like, honestly, screw it. I'll watch billionaires playing golf right now. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that if that's what's on, that's what's on. That's what you got to live with.
And I'm not even worried about hurting the golf fan base because they're all 80-year-old men and they don't have Twitter, so it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have Twitter. You don't have to worry about any sort of backlash. It's game over from here on out.
Yeah, I like how you got silent there for a second. You're like, should I just let him burn his own bridges? Should I just hand him the shovel and let him dig himself deeper?
Deeper and deeper.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right, Quentin. They don't know nothing. Say more crap about those golf people.
Yeah. Please do.
Well, that is it for the podcast here. So you could follow us at poptopic_pod on Instagram if you wanna follow the podcast channel, or if you want to slide into my DMs. Not the park slide, we're not getting frisky. But the Instagram DMs to let me know how much you love NASCAR or golf and how wrong I am. You can message me angry messages on Instagram at awelling7.
Oh, God.
And until next week, me and Alex will announce our couple announcement. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex. You can catch me outside of my balcony looking for more UFO sightings.
And until next week, have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye.